And again, this is Bob Delaney welcoming you to another baseball game brought to you by the makers of Valentine Beer. Once again, Mel Allen, Red Barber, and Phil Rizzuto are at hand to bring you the play-by-play. Well, looks like they're all set to go down on the field, so let's us get set as the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer for the 26th straight year as baseball's largest continuous radio and TV sponsor brings you Yankee Baseball. Well, hope you're all set now for the ball game with plenty of the crisp refresher Valentine beer. See for yourself why over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day. We're all set now for the Yankee baseball game, so let's go down and pick up the starting lineup.
Down below it is Bud Daly for the Yankees and Pete Burnside for the Senators. There's still a little time to go before the umpires make their appearance, which gives you enough time to get yourself a your first swallow, and every one to follow tells you why over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day. Oh, and another thing, you better be sure you have plenty. We've got the starting lineup for you, so just settle back and enjoy baseball and Valentine beer, the crisp refreshment. Here come the men in blue, and here are the starting lineup. Danny O'Connell will be leading off playing third base. Batting in the second position and playing shortstop, Billy Clout. In right field, batting third, Gene Woodland. Gene Green, who was a doubtful starter today, he was struck on his left arm by a foul ball off the bat of Mickey Mantle and had to leave the game yesterday. We'll try it. He is catching and batting cleanup. Willie Tasby will be in center field, batting fifth. At first base, batting sixth, Dale Long. Marty Keogh will be in left field, batting seventh. Batting in the eighth position, playing second base, Chuck Cottier. And doing the pitching and batting ninth, the left-hander, Pete Burnside. For the Yankees, leading off at third base, Bobby Richardson. Tony Kubek batting second and playing shortstop. In right field, batting third, will be Roger Maris. Mickey Mantle batting in the cleanup spot, playing center field. Elston Howard doing the catching once again with a left-hander on the mound for Washington. Ellie will be batting fifth. At first base, batting sixth, Bill Scarron. Bob Serve will be in left field once again, batting seventh. Billy Gardner is at third base. Pete Boyer says he is ready to play and can be called on to fill in either pinch hitting or going out to play defensively. But Gardner remains at third, batting eighth, and Bud Daly pitching and batting ninth. The umpires... Oh, let me check that. I had Bobby Richardson at third base. Richardson is playing second base. Old alert Joe Cooper on the ball as Bill Kane is charged with another error. The umpires for today's game, Ed Hurley calling balls and strikes, Jim Hunnicik at first base, John Flaherty at second, Bill Tinnerman at third, and the Yankees take the field. The Detroit Tigers won another extra inning ball game yesterday, so they remain 2 games ahead of the Yankees, which makes that big 4th of July doubleheader really something. Now our national anthem. walking out to the mound. Has won 5 and lost 10 this year. Against Washington, he has one run and lost 1. And that's his lifetime mark against the Washington Senators. His lifetime mark in the big league, 43 wins, 50 defeats. This is Daly's 20th appearance of the year, his 14th starting assignment. Daly is 6'1", 185 pounds, from Overland Park, Kansas. As we told you, the Yankees remain 2 games behind Detroit. Cleveland in third place, 6 games out. Baltimore, 9.5. The Chicago White Sox are 10.5. And Boston, 11. Washington, 16.5. Minnesota, 19. Tied with Kansas City. And Los Angeles in 10th place, 21 games behind. Just a reminder that plenty of reserve seats are still available for Tuesday, July 4th doubleheader with Detroit. And the stadium will open at 11 a.m. The starting time is 1:30 p.m. Danny O'Connell, right-hand hitter, leads off for Washington. Danny batting .270, has 17 doubles, 1 homer, and 17 runs batted in. O'Connell also has 8 stolen bases. Coaching at third is Raleigh Hensley, and over at first, George Case. Daniel Francis O'Connell Jr., 6 feet tall and 180 pounds, now living in Bloomfield, New Jersey, the Garden State. Daly's first pitch is right down the middle, strike call. Danny started his big league career with the Pirates, went to Milwaukee, then the Giants, and now with Washington. Daly's next pitch, low curve outside, 1-1. O'Connell's a tough man to play. He slaps that ball wherever it's pitched. Right now, Bobby Richardson is playing O'Connell deep on the outfield grass. And Skowron is shading him over towards second base. 1-1 pitch is a foul. Look out over the box seat in the back of the Yankee Stadium. Boy, that's the toughest kind of a foul for the fans to get out of the way of. Seems to slice right off the bat, back in the stands, and nothing flat. 1-2 on O'Connell. On deck is Billy Clouse. Daly swings into the windup. Slow ball outside, 2-2. Yankees have won the first 2 games, but not without a tremendous struggle. The Senators have played real good ball against New York this year. And what a thriller that was yesterday. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Bud Daly strikes out Danny O'Connell, leading off the ballgame. It brings up Billy Clouse. Clouse batting .226, has 6 doubles, 1 triple, 6 homers, and 19 runs batted in. William Joseph Clouse, he's 5'9", 160 pounds. Started his big league career with the Boston Braves, then Milwaukee, Boston Red Sox, Baltimore, and now Washington. Pitches on the inside corner, strike called. On deck, Gene Woodland. Here's Daly's next pitch. Curveball, just a little bit low, 1-1. American League umpires, no matter how hot it is, will not shed those jackets. National League umpires do, but American League umpires figure they'd rather look well-dressed all the time and suffer with the heat. 1-1 pitch, curveball inside, 2-1. Daly ready for the 2-1 delivery. It's a fastball lined out to center field. Mantle moving to his right and back and makes a one-hand backhand catch. That ball must have fooled Mickey. It was hit a lot better than he thought. A line drive, and Nick started back slowly, then had a hustle back, and with his back to the infield, had a backhand the ball about eye high. Solid line drive by Billy Clout. Two out, and here's Gene Woodling. Woodling batting .296. Five doubles, three triples, seven homers, and 35 runs batted in. Gene has been around a long time. Eugene Richard Woodling takes a curve over strike call. Woodling came up to Cleveland in 1943, then with Pittsburgh in 47. The Yankees in 49 through 54, then Baltimore, Cleveland, back to Baltimore, and now with Washington. Knuckleball inside, one and one. Coming into this season, Woodling had a lifetime batting average of .282. Daly's 1-1 pitch is outside, ball two, 2-1. On deck, Gene Green. Here's a 2-1 delivery. A swing and a miss, strike two, 2-2. Mantle shades most of the Senators' left-hand hitters in right center. Third plays fairly straight away. It gives him a big hole in left center field. Maris straight away in right. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's Daly's pitch. It's a curve in there. Strike three, ball. Woodling caught looking at the big curveball. Second strikeout for Daly as the Senators go down in order in the top of the first. Nothing across. The score at the end of one half inning. Washington nothing and the Yankees coming to bat.
The crisp refreshers.
To be crisp, a beer must be icily light.
The crisp refreshers is icily light.
With true lager flavor, precisely right.
The crisp refreshers, precisely right.
Lively, golden, crystally clear.
The crisp refreshers,
crisp refreshers. Valentine's, Valentine's beer.
With your first swallow and everyone to follow, today's Ballantine delivers a sunny, mellow taste that really refreshes. Since people know quality when they taste it, over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day.
So clap your hands, tap your feet, snap your fingers, and that's the man for Ballantine.
The crisp refresher.
Ballantine, Ballantine beer.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
Out of the mound for the Senators, Pete Burnside. He's won one, lost three. His one win against the Yankees. His lifetime mark against New York, two wins, two defeats. And his lifetime mark in the big leagues, 11 wins, 18 defeats. This is Burnside's 13th appearance of the year and his eighth start. His third appearance against the Yankees. Leading off for the Yankees, Bobby Richardson. Bobby batting .243. Has five doubles, three triples, one homer, 18 runs batted in. On deck, Tony Kubek. Frank Crisetti coaching at third, and Wally Moses is first. Burnside swings into the windup. The pitch to Richardson, right in there, strike call. Has a real stiff windup motion and kicks that right leg high in the air. His pitch is hit on the ground at the shortstop. Klaus up with it. His throw low, and Long comes up with it in the dirt. A nice play by Dale Long. Long has made some fine pickups in this series on low throws. Billy Klaus seems to take an extra step or two before throwing that ball and occasionally throws it in the dirt. But Long has got that big stretch. One away. Here's Tony Kubek, up to 300 again, batting exactly 300. 19 doubles, two triples, four homers, and 22 runs batted in. On deck, Roger Maris. Burnside's pitch is a curve outside, ball one. Kubek was a fellow who singled in the bottom of the ninth on the first pitch in yesterday's ball game, and then the fellow on deck hit the next pitch for a homer. Fastball low. Ball two. 2-0. The Yankees won a real Frank Merriwell finish yesterday. And they needed it as Detroit won an extra inning ball game. The Tigers remain rough. What a doubleheader that's going to be on the 4th of July. Yankees and the Tigers. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Tasby plays quite shallow in center field. And Keogh is way in left field. Woodling straight away in right. Pitch is a ground ball hit slowly down the first baseline. Burnside up with it. Flips along in time. Threw away. Burnside almost fell after flipping the ball underhand to Long. That's two away, and here's Roger Maris. Maris leading both major leagues with 28 home runs, also has 8 doubles and 1 triple, 67 runs batted in, batting .266. And I'll tell you one thing about all of Maris's homers this year, there have been no doubt about them. He has had no Chinese home runs. Roger has had 25 homers in his last 45 games, and what a torrid pace that is. Two out, nobody on, no score in the bottom of the first. Burnside's curve is low and away, ball one. Maris started off the month of July like he did the month of June when he hit 15 home runs. Fastball fouled back on the screen, one and one. Deck, Mickey Mantle. One one on Maris. Burnside ready. His fastball is fouled back in the upper deck. One ball, two strikes. Roger Maris, who hits line drives that don't seem to curve. The umpires are even amazed at the line drives that Maris hits just inside the foul line. They go straight. Usually a left-hander, when he pulls them, the ball just keeps hooking foul. But Maris stays on a straight line. Now the one ball, two strike pitch. Foul, look out. Over our heads, hit the pole, and back down on the field. Barry Allen made a gallant try for that ball, just missed it. One ball, two strikes, two out. Maris asked for the rosin bag. And you'll probably see a lot of that today. It's a nice, warm day, but the perspiration drips down on the batter's hands and makes for slippery bats. Roger ready. The pitch is a curve. He tried to check his swing and popped it up to short center field. Fouls going back and makes the catch backing up. Maris tried to check his swing and got good wood on the ball. So the Yankees get down in order in the bottom of the first. Nothing across. The score at the end of one full inning. Washington nothing and the Yankees nothing. And now let's take a look at the scoreboard. In the American League, Cleveland is at Boston. It's Grant against Connolly. Dillard has homered in the first, and Cleveland is leading 1-0 playing the top of the first. Detroit at Baltimore. Regan against Estrada. No score. Minnesota, Kansas City, and Chicago at L.A. have not started. In the National League, Los Angeles at Philadelphia. It's 0-0 at the end of three. Drysdale against Roberts. San Francisco at Pittsburgh. The Giants are leading 3-2 at the end of 4.5. LeMay for the Giants and Law for Pittsburgh. Cepeda homered in the second with one on. That's his 21st of the year, and he leads the National League in homers. Brissou homered in the fifth with nobody on for the Giants. They're playing a doubleheader at Pittsburgh. Cincinnati at Milwaukee for a pair hasn't started, and St. Louis at Chicago has not gotten underway. Here are the latest old-timers acceptances. Just received for the Yankees, Lefty Gomez, for the Giants, Freddie Lindstrom, great third baseman, and for the Dodgers, Otto Miller, a septuagenarian catcher from Brooklyn. Now, when I first read that, first I thought he was born in the month of September, but actually it means that he's over 70. Is that right, Joe Cooper?
That's right.
At Saturday, July 29th, at 1 p.m., prior to the regularly scheduled game between the Yankees and the Orioles. Old timers day at Yankee Stadium. Here's Gene Green. Batting 319, 11 doubles, 2 triples, 10 homers, and 31 runs batted in. Daly's pitch is foul back of the plate, strike one. Willie Tasby on deck. This has been an exciting series so far between the Senators and the Yankees. And how about that one coming up on Tuesday, the 4th of July, between the Tigers and the Yankees? A big doubleheader. Daly's one strike pitch, slow curve is high. Ball one, one and one. Actually, for exciting baseball, the Yankees have been playing it all year. It doesn't seem like they win or lose an easy ball game. They go right down to the wire. Daly ready. His 1-1 curveball is swung at and missed. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Green steps back out of the batter's box. As we told you, he hurt his left arm yesterday when a foul ball off the batter mantle struck him just around the elbow. And that hurts. And it bothers your swing. Ready now for the one ball, two strike pitch. Knuckleball outside, 2-2. Before the game, Elston Howard asked me if I wanted to trade places with him. No thanks, Ellie. I found the spot. Tough day for catchers. The 2-2 pitch. Curve, line to right field. That's in there for extra bases. One hop into the seat for a ground rule double. And Gene Green hit a home run there yesterday. Got it up in the air a little more. For Green, his 12th double of the year, and that's the first base hit of the ball game for either team. Brings up Willie Sasby, batting 305. 7 doubles, 1 triple, 15 homers, and 45 runs batted in. He leads the Senators in homers and RBIs. Gene Green at second, nobody out. No score in the top of the second. Has to be a right-hand hitter. Daly pitch, a ground ball is short. Kubek has it on one hop. Holds Green at second. A throw to first, they got Tasby. And that ball was hit right on the button. But right at Kubek. One away. Here's Dale Long, batting 278. 15 doubles, 4 triples, 12 homers, and 33 runs batted in. And I mean to tell you, that 12th homer, the homer he hit yesterday in the top of the ninth, was really hit. It was a line drive, and it went back better than two-thirds up the bleacher seat, almost underneath the scoreboard. On deck is Marty Keogh. Stretched by Daly. Fastball is in there, strike call, just above the knees. Nothing in one on Dale Long. Yankee outfield deep and around towards right. Daly stretches. Curve inside, one and one. Ball, one strike, one out. Green with a short lead off second. Daly's pitch is hit over Kubek's head, a base hit to short left field. Here comes Green around third, and he's going to score in the Senators' lead, 1-0. As Dale Long hit one right off his fist and dunked a little Texas leaguer in short left field, driving in Gene Green. Second hit off Daly, the first run of the ball game. And it brings up Marty Keogh. Theo batting .267. Seven doubles, five triples, six homers, and 19 runs batted in. Chuck Cottier on deck. Bowen holding first against Dale Long. Daly's curveball is over, strike called. Daly has been troubled a little bit this year with control problems. And that's what's been getting him in the jam. Curve bunted, foul. No, it's a fair ball. Howard throws to second. They got Long going in. It looked like a foul ball, and Dale Long held up. And then the ball suddenly kicked fair. Howard picked it up, and an easy fourth at second on his throw to Kubek. Theo safe at first. That play goes from 2-6. Catcher to the shortstop. Brings up Chuck Cottier. Cottier batting .225. Two doubles, one homer, eight runs batted in. Daly stretches. Keel leading off first. Hits to Cottier. Curve over. Strike call. Then Daly sets. Fastball over. Strike two. That had the inside part of the plate. Nothing in two. Two out, 1-0 Washington leads, top of the second. Knuckleball is outside, one ball, two strikes. Three games, Washington has scored first against the Yankees. Fastball popped in the air. Elston Howard, right in front of home plate, under it and makes the catch in fair territory. For Washington in the top of the second, one run on two base hits. No Yankee errors, one man left, and the score at the end of an inning and a half. Washington one and the Yankees nothing. You know, people who really enjoy baseball enjoy it because they believe it has everything a sport should have. Well, the same is true of today's Ballantine beer. More and more people from Maine to Florida are enjoying Ballantine because it delivers everything they ask for in a beer. With the very first swallow, and in every one to follow, the crisp refresher has the lightness you want, combined with all the mellow lager beer flavor you love. Now, this combination is important in a beer. Because in order to refresh you, and I mean really refresh you, a beer must be both light and good tasting. Ballantine delivers the best of both. And that's one good reason why more than 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day. Say, isn't it time you tried the crisp refresher? Enjoy a golden glass full soon. And right now, let's pause for station identification.
You're listening to Quality Modern Radio, WOKO in Albany, New York. Your station for Yankee baseball.
Mickey Mantle leads off for the Yankees here in the bottom of the second. Mickey has nine doubles, two triples, 27 homers, 68 runs batted in, batting .320. Burnside's pitch is a curve, inside ball one. Mantle hit two tremendous homers yesterday. One in the bleachers in left center field, and one deep in the left field seat, just missed going in the upper deck in left field. 1-0 pitch, fastball just above the knee, strike one, one and one. So Maris and Mantle have really proven a 1-2 punch again this year, as they did last year. The 1-1 delivery is high, ball two, two and one. Between Mantle and Maris, they have 55 homers, and the major league record for most home runs by two players on a club in a year is 107 by Babe Ruth, who hit 60, and Lou Gehrig, who hit 47 in 1927 for the Yankees. Fastball outside. Ball three, 3-1. Mickey enjoying a 14-game hitting streak right now. On deck, Elston Howard. Burnside's 3-1 delivery. High ball four. Mantle becomes the first Yankee base runner. And here's Elston Howard. Ellie batting 345. Seven doubles, one triple, three homers, 21 runs batted in. Go to first base and Mantle's back. Stretch by Burnside. Pitch is fouled in the upper deck and back of first base. Strike one. A lot of the boys from the fire department in Athens, New York. Bill Stafford's hometown here at the game today. One strike pitch inside, 1-1. The sports editor Joe Ryan and news director Al Larson of station WAAL Middletown, New York are here. They're on the Home of Champions Network and carry the Yankee game. Actually, they came down to say hello to Mel Allen, but as we told you, Mel is home with a case of laryngitis. There's a drive deep to left field. Way back. Rare ball. That ball hit off the upper deck. A tremendous home run by Elston Howard. Oh, man, was that ball hit. To see that one without a fence and just to see how far it would have gone. He really creamed that high inside fastball. The Yankees lead 2-1. The only question was it going to stay fair or curve foul? And it just did stay fair. That's the first hit for the Yankees, but what a hit it was. Howard's fourth homer of the year. The pitch to the Moose is a curve inside, ball one. Scarron batting 271. 11 doubles, 2 triples, 16 homers, and 52 runs batted in. Fastball over, strike call. For the Yankees, it was their 109th home run of the year, and they have really made them pay off. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, as Scarron went after a high fastball. One ball, two strikes. I mean, I tell you, that ball was really hit by Howard. It seemed to be climbing when it hit the box seats in the upper deck and then kicked down to the lower deck. Now the one ball, two strike pitch. Ground foul right over in the center of the dugout. Yankees 2, Senators 1. This is the bottom of the second. On deck, Bob Scher. Pitch is hit high in the air, drifting foul and going out of play down the right field line. That ball started to drift back towards the playing field. The wind atop the stadium is blowing out towards left field. Two strikes on Scarron. Nobody out, nobody on. Double pump this time by Burnside. His pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Burnside's first strike out of the ballgame. Here's Bob Scher batting 234 with four doubles, six homers, and 19 runs batted in. On deck, Billy Gardner. Pitch to serve, low inside, ball one. Left-hander's next pitch is inside, ball two, two and nothing. Burnside 2-0 delivery. High ball three. Burnside behind serve 3-0. Here's a 3-0 pitch. It's right in there. Strike called. Ready for the 3-1 delivery. Low ball four. Serve is on. Second walk issued by Burnside. And here's Billy Gardner. Gardner batting 240. 11 doubles, 2 homers, and 12 runs batted in. And Gardner helped save the game yesterday with a real cleat boyer diving sliding catch of a hard hit ground ball in the top of the ninth. Saved at least one run. Pitch to Billy. Inside, ball one. Dale Long holding first against third with one out. The Yankees leading 2-1 in the bottom of the second. Curve inside, ball two, 2-0. Daly due to be the next batter. Throw to first base, serve back. Burnside throws to first again, serve back. Burnside evidently thinks the hit and run might be on. Time is called. Gene Green takes his mask off. It's hot, but it's twice as hot for those catches with all that gear on. And that mask around the face, boy, really makes you perspire. 2-1 pitch, a ground ball to third. O'Connell up with a throw to second for one. Back to first, double play. And a nice double play, started by Danny O'Connell. To Chuck Cotter to Dale Long. But the Yankees come up with 2 runs on 1 base hit. No senator errors, nobody left to score at the end of 2 full innings. The Yankees 2 and the Senators 1. Again on the scoreboard in the American League, Cleveland won and Boston won now at the end of an inning and a half. Dillard Homan in the first for Cleveland, Geiger in the first for the Red Sox. It's Grant against Conley. Detroit nothing, Baltimore nothing at the end of one, Regan against Estrada. Minnesota at Kansas City, Chicago at L.A. have not started. In the National League, it's the Dodgers 1, the Phillies nothing at the end of 4.5, Drysdale against Roberts. Giants 3, Pirates 2 at the end of 5.5, LeMay against Law. Cepeda Homan in the second with one on and Eddie Brasseau in the fifth with nobody on. Cincinnati at Milwaukee, it's O'Toole against Nottebart. And St. Louis at Chicago, Seacott against Hobby. The Yankees have an off day tomorrow, and then on Tuesday, play the Detroit Tigers in that big 4th of July doubleheader. Game time will be 1:30 p.m. And there are plenty of reserve seats still available for Tuesday's 4th of July doubleheader with the Tigers. Then after Detroit leaves, they're in for just that one day. The Cleveland Indians come in for a Wednesday afternoon game and a Thursday night game. And then the Red Sox, Friday night, Saturday Ladies' Day, and a big doubleheader on Sunday, July the 9th. A fine week of exciting baseball in store for you fans. Here's Pete Burnside to lead off, batting 083. He's 1-for-12 on the year. Burnside batting right-handed. Bud Daly out on the mound. This pitch is the strike on the outside corner. Daly comes back with a curve that's low and away, 1-1. Danny O'Connell is on deck. inside, ball two, two and one. Here's the windup by Daly. 2-1 pitch is a foul back off the screen. 2-2. And the ball stayed up on the screen, never rolled all the way down. The 2-2 pitch, ground foul outside of first. Still 2-2 on Burnside. Daly checking the sign from Howard. Takes off one sign. Now he's ready. The 2-2 pitch is a ground ball to first base. Scouring up with his steps on the bag for the unassisted putout. One away. Here's Danny O'Connell, who struck out leading off the ball game in the first inning. O'Connell batting 269. To Danny is a line drive base hit down the left field line. Might be extra bases. O'Connell around first, going for second, and third throw comes into third base. It's a double for O'Connell. His 18th double of the year. He leads the Senators in that department. Third hit off Bud Daly. His second double for the Senators. Here's Billy Klaus, who lined to center field in the first inning. 2-1, the Yankees lead, top of the third. Deck Gene Woodling. Connell leading off second. Here's a stretch by Daly. Curveball is on the inside corner for a called strike. Danny O'Connell, who has 8 stolen bases, down at second base. Give him room and he'll go. Kubek trying to hold him close. Here's the stretch. Another curve outside this time, 1-1. The outfield playing Klaus straight away. Fastball swung at it. Missed. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Feel a slight breeze up here. Well, you're welcome. One out, O'Connell at second. Daly set. His pitch is over, strike three called. And that's the third strikeout for Bud Daly. And here's Gene Woodling, who was called out on strikes in the first inning. Woodling batting 295. On deck, Gene Green. Daly ready. Pitch to Woodling is a curved line. Fair ball. That's going to score O'Connell. And Woodling holds it first on a long single deep in the right field corner. It just hit the short mark, the foul line. Kick off the fence. Maris with quick fielding held Woodling to a single, but O'Connell scores. And the ball game is tied up at 2-2. Fourth hit off Daly. And for Woodling, his 36th run batted into the year. Brings up Gene Green, who doubled a right and scored in the second inning. Green batting 323. Two outs. Scoreboard doesn't have anybody out, but there's two away. Pitch to Green, low inside, ball one. Now they got it up there. That's a job in itself, keeping track of all those lights on that scoreboard. Not for us, but for the fellow who manipulates the gadget. 1-0 pitch, curve, swung it, and missed. Strike one, one and one. Brand new ball game, all tied at 2-2. Bailey's 1-1 pitch is fouled over towards the center of the dugout. One ball, two strikes. Woodling at first, two away. Daly goes to the rosin bag. Willie Tasby on deck. Daly taking plenty of time between pitches. Fastball swung at and missed. Strike three. Four strikeouts for Daly, but the Senators come up with a run on two base hits. No Yankee errors, one man left, and the score at the end of 2.5 innings, Washington 2 and the Yankees 2. And right now, let's sing along with Valentine and take along a six-pack.
Take along a six-pack, jolly, jolly six-pack. Take along a six-pack, a frosty Valentine. You'll have one pack of cheer, six cans of beer. So crisply refreshing any time. Valentine, Valentine, so nice. Valentine, just right. It's a crisp, refresher Valentine. Happy are the hands holding Valentine's can. Take the jolly six-pack.
Next time, take along a six-pack, a jolly six-pack of Ballantine beer. It carries with ease, cools in a breeze, and best of all, it gives you six icy cold cans of the crisp refresher.
Take along a six-pack, jolly, jolly six-pack of ice cold Ballantine beer.
Daly leads off for the Yankees here in the bottom of the third. Ball game all tied up at 2-2. Daly batting 0-8-0. 2 for 25. Has scored one run and has driven in a run. Burnside pitch to Daly. Is low, ball one. Nothing pitches high. Ball two, 2-0. Bobby Richardson is on deck. Two nothing pitch outside. Ball three. Burnside falls behind Daly. 3-0. have a little action in the stands, too, every once in a while. Some of them, other men in blue, the policemen, have to eject some of the more strenuous fans here. There's a strike called. Not only have excitement out on the ball field, but in the stands. The 3-1 pitch, high ball four. Third walk given up by Bernstein. Brings up Bobby Richardson, bounced to short in the first inning. Bobby batting 242. Speaking of excitement in the stands, we have four entries of the Miss Universe contest here today, representing Holland, England, Sweden, and Scotland. Yogi told a funny story on the bench. He says, you know how to speak Scotland? And I said, no. And he said, cheerio. There's another Yogi story. Boy, you can. There's a bunt attempt missed. Strike one. Leave it to Yogi to make you laugh, even on a hot day. Stretch by Burnside. Pitch to Richardson. Inside, 1-1. Tony Kubek on deck. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curve popped in the air. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell, is moving back under it. And makes the catch just in fair territory. Daly retreats to first base. It's one away. Tony Kubek will hit back to the box. Tony batting 299. Pitch to Kubek is high and away, ball one. Roger Maris on deck. One out, bottom of the third, 2-2 to score. Bud Daly, who walked at first base. And you won't see any pitchers putting on warm-up jackets today. They'd like to take their sweatshirt off if they could. Pitch is over, strike called, 1-1. Not that they can't, but then the material of the uniform shirt would be a little itchy. One delivery, outside, ball two. 2-1. Leading off first. Burnside's pitch is foul. Back into the upper deck. Another good play. Two and two. Dale Long is not holding Daly close to first base. He's playing in back of the runner. The 2-2 delivery. He checked his swing in time and it's ball three, 3-2, a high, tight fastball. Frank Frassetti is flashing signs over to Bud Daly. It's a 3-2 count with one out. There's a stretch. There goes Daly. The ball is taken for ball four, and they had him running. So Burnside's having trouble. That's his fourth base on balls. But the Yankees have only one hit off him. Here's Roger Maris, who popped out to the shortstop, trying to check his swing in the first inning. Roger batting 265. On deck, Mickey Mantle. All right, Burnside set. Pitch to Maris, hit high driving near the foul line. And it hits the screen. It's a home run. For a three-run homer. Roger Maris gets his 29th home run of the year, and that gives him 70 runs batted in. Maris hits his 28th homer in yesterday's ball game in the bottom of the ninth to win the game. Roger has had 26 homers in his last 46 games, and this 46th game is not over in his mantle, who walked and scored in the second inning. Pitch to Mickey. Outside, ball one. Maris hit a high, what looked like a lazy fly to right. And Ross didn't leave the batter's box. He was using body English trying to keep that in play. And the wind is blowing the ball back in towards the field. Curve to Mickey. High outside, ball two. So the Yankees have only two hits and five runs. A two-run homer by Howard in the second inning, and a three-run homer by Maris here in the third inning. And all were preceded by base on balls. A 2-0 pitch over the outside corner, strike call. 2-1. Double pump by Burnside. Pitch is a curve in there, strike two, 2-2. So Maris now just two RBIs behind Jim Gentile. Gentile with Baltimore has 72. Now the 2-2 pitch. High ball three, 3-2. Elston Howard on deck. Payoff pitch outside, ball four. Mantle gets his second walk. And the fifth based on balls given up by Burnside. And here comes Mickey Vernon walking out to the mound. Burnside having trouble with his control, and that's what's gotten him in trouble. He walked Mantle and then Howard home it. He walked Daly and Kubek and then Maris home it. Now he has walked Mantle again. While Vernon's talking with Burnside out on the mound, we'll pause for station identification.
You're listening to Yankee Baseball on Quality Modern Radio, WOKO in Albany, New York.
Well, it looks like we're going to have another pitcher for the Senators. Danny O'Connell takes the time to walk into the Senator dugout to get himself a drink of water and cool off a little bit, get out of that hot sun. And let's see who's jogging in from the bullpen. And Mantle, by the way, has been on base his last six consecutive times. It looks like Johnny Klipstein is coming on, number 17. So Pete Burnside pitched 2 1/3 innings. He allowed just two base hits, walked five, struck out one, and has allowed five runs. Mantle is Burnside's responsibility should he score. Burnside will leave. And we have a new pitcher coming on, and he'll be pitching to Elston Howard. Johnny Klipstein, 6'1", 190 pounds from Chicago, Illinois, making his 17th appearance of the year. He's won one and lost one. Nelson Howard talking with Frank Rossetti between home and third. Umpires huddling out between first and second. Dale Long chatting with Mickey Mantle at first base. Nelson Howard ready to step into the batter's box. We told you Ellie hit that long home run that bounced off the box seats of the upper deck. And that ball was taken off when it hit the upper deck. So the Yankees now have 110 home runs on the year. Mickey Mantle, who just walked in his last six times at bat, had two homers, a single, and three base on balls. High Klipstein is ready. Howard steps into the batter's box. One away in the bottom of the third, New York leading 5-2. Mantle leads off first. Pitch to Howard is a strike. Fastball. Bill Scarron on deck. Klipstein's curveball is popped foul down the right field line and going back into the seat. Here's a stretch. Fastball low and away, backhanded by Gene Green. One ball, two strikes. The stretch and the pitch, low and away, ball two, 2-2. For the 2-2 delivery. Low ball three, 3-2. Billy Klaus now checking with plate umpire Ed Hurley for the sign. The scoreboard had it wrong before. They've got it right now. Here's the stretch. Mantle's going. The pitch is low ball four. Actually, Mickey was not running the field of base. He was just jogging down there. So Klipstein walks Howard, and here's the move. Scarron struck out in the second inning. Bob serve on deck. Six base on balls given up by the center of the pitchers. Leading off second, Howard off first. Pitch to Scarron, inside ball one. Klipstein checks Mantle, leading off second. 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two, and it looks like Moose is swinging right through that ball. One ball, two strikes. Just yesterday, prior to the game, Scarron was talking with Ed Hurley and said he'd like to hit another one in the bleachers. That he and DiMaggio were the only two that had hit two homers into the bleachers, and then Mantle hit one. The pitch is a foul back. Count holds at one ball, two strikes. So now Mickey has hit two into the bleachers. He's tied with Scarron and DiMaggio. That's the left center field bleachers, not the right field bleachers. Mendel has hit many a one in there. Pitch low inside, 2-2. Darren has hit two foul balls. One his first time at bat and one this time at bat. They have both hit spectators. The 2-2 pitch. Curve, strike three, swinging. Second time that Moose has struck out. Two away now with two on, and Bob Serve, who walked in the second inning, is the bat. Here's the pitch to Serve. High inside, and Serve sits down. Ball one. Leads off first, Mantle off second. Fastball is over, strike called, 1-1. It's time stretches. Curve outside. Two balls, one strike. Billy Gardner on deck. Serve as the eighth Yankee to bat here in the third inning. Yet the Yankees have had only one base hit. There have been four base on balls. Pitch is fouled in the upper deck, out of play. 2-2. Two out, two on. Times 2-2 delivery. Curveball inside, ball three. So with a 3-2 count and two out, Mantle and Howard will be running on the pitch. Stretch and the pitch. He swung. He's out. He tried to check his swing, but he went around. It was a bad pitch. It almost hit Serve, yet he couldn't check his swing. Second strikeout for Klipstein for the Yankees in the bottom of the third. Three runs on one hit. No Washington errors. Two men left. And the score at the end of three innings: the Yankees 5 and the Senators 2. Say, putting one little word after another, how about these? Take along a six-pack, jolly, jolly six-pack of Frosty Valentine beer. That's mighty good advice, I'd say. Yes, sir, a sure way to guarantee refreshment anytime is to take along some six packs of the crisp refresher Valentine beer. Another look at the scoreboard at the end of 3.5 innings. It's the Red Sox 5, the Indians 1. Dillard homered for Cleveland, Geiger homered in the first, and Gene Conley homered in the second with one on. Baltimore 4, and Detroit 1. Playing the top of the fourth. Al Kaline has homered in the top of the fourth for Detroit. Jim Gentile hit another grand slammer. His 21st home of the year and a third with the bases loaded. And that's his third grand slam this year. And he now has 76 runs batted in. Minnesota at Kansas City and Chicago at L.A. have not started. In the National League, Los Angeles won. The Phillies won at the end of 5. Smith homered for the Phillies in the 5th. Giants 5, Pittsburgh 3 at the end of 6.5. Cepeda homered with one on and Brasseau with nobody on. Cincinnati scored 2 in the top of the first, but Matthews and Adcock have homered. Adcock with a man on in the bottom of the first, so Milwaukee's leading 3-2 playing the bottom of the first inning. Cardinals lead the Cubs 3-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Boy, there have been a lot of Grand Slam homers hit in the American League this year. 28 counting Gentiles today in the American League and 25 in the National League. Whoop, that was last year. I'm 1 year behind. This year, that was all of last year. And this year already, there have been 23 in the American League, counting Gentiles, and 14 in the National League. All right, here's Willie Sasby. Takes the strike on the outside corner. Sasby bounced to short in the second inning. Well, the Heat's liable to get me before it does the ball players today. Pitch is low, 1-1. On deck, Dale Long. Senators have 4 hits and 2 runs. The Yankees, 2 hits and 5 runs. Pitch inside, ball 2-1. Two-one pitch, low and inside, ball 3-1. Wind is starting to pick up. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 2. 3-2. Full count on Willie Sasby. Wind has shifted, it's blowing south now. Payoff pitch, low ball 4. That's the first walk given up by Bud Daly. Here's Dale Long, who single a left to drive in a run in the second inning. The stretch by Daly. The pitch to Long is a curve inside, ball 1. The weatherman has predicted thunder showers later this afternoon. I hope they wait till the ball game's over with. Garin holding first against Tasby. Stretch by Daly. Pitch is a ground ball to second base. Richardson to Kubek for 1. Back to first, double play. For the Yankees, their 87th double play of the year. And here's Marty Keogh, who bunted into a fourth play in the second inning. Two out, nobody on. Billy Gardner moves way in at third base. Daly's curve is outside, ball 1. Fastball on the outside corner, 1-1. Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, and Tony Kubek have been named to the 1961 starting All-Star team. From the New York Yankees. The pitch is fouled as he tried to check a swing. 1-2. A nice play. Man who brought his glove made a one-hand catch. The other starters are Colavito in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. Let's see, at first base is Norm Cash. Who else? Johnny Temple at second, Tony Kubek at short, and Brooks Robinson at third. Catcher is Johnny Romano with the Indians. The pitch is high, ball 2-2. So that's the way the American League lines up. And in the National League, Smokey Burgess catching, Bill White at first, Frank Bowling at second, Maury Wills at short, Eddie Matthews at third. Third, Cepeda in left, Willie Mays in center, and Roberto Clemente in right. Curve is outside, and it's 3-2 on Marty Steele. Those are the starting players elected by the players from the other teams And now the rest of the squad will be picked by the managers. There's a line drive to right center field. Maris right there makes the catch on one knee as that ball started to sink. And for the Senators in the top of the fourth, nothing across the score at the end of three and a half innings. Yankees 5, Washington 2.
The crisp refresher, precisely right. Lively, golden, crystally clear. The crisp refresher.
Valentine, dear.
Everybody clap your hands, tap your feet. Snap your fingers. And that's the man for Valentine. The quick refresher.
Valentine.
Sing it again, oh Valentine.
Quick refresher. Since 1840,
America's finest.
In the bottom of the fourth inning, it'll be Billy Gardner leading off, Bud Daly, and Bobby Richardson. Gardner bounced into a double play in the second inning. Yankees 5 and the Senators 2. Yankees had a 2-run homer by Howard in the second and a 3-run homer by Maris in the third. Johnny Klipstein is out on the mound. Took over for Pete Burnside. Fastball inside to Gardner, ball one. Klipstein's next pitch is fouled back in the mezzanine. And another fine play. Outside of Scarron's two foul balls, all the rest have been caught today. One and one on Gardner. Curve in the dirt, rolls back to the screen. Two balls, one strike. Ball hit high in the air to right field. Gene Woodling is moving back under it now and makes the catch for the first out. One away, that'll bring up Bud Daly. Daly starts the Yankees' big third inning with a walk. Pitch to Daly is over strike four. This is the first chance that the Yankee fans have had to see Bud Daly in a Yankee uniform, other than on TV. Pitch over, strike two, nothing in two. Two strike pitch. Foul, look out, Crow, almost hit for steady. And you know, the ball players in the Yankee dugout just wait for Crow to get hit. Not that he gets hurt, but he claims that you couldn't hit him with a handful of buckshot. He's so quick. And he is quick down there, but the Yankee ball players love to get on him if he gets nicked. Remember, Crow was one of the best ever in getting hit with a pitch ball and not having it hurt him. And there was an art to that. He made more pitches mad that way. Pitch is a curve, line foul outside of third. Nothing in two on Daly. Klipstein's next pitch, fastball foul down the left field line, out of play again. Thank you. 2-2 strike pitch, curve low inside, ball one. Kelly was trying to get out of the way quickly and just leaned over backwards. Low curve almost nicked him. Here's the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. Curve hit on the ground right back to the pitcher on one hop. Putstein throws to Dale Long and it's two away. Two out and here's Bobby Richardson. Bobby bounces short and hops up to third base. Putstein's pitch is inside. Ball one. One nothing pitch is fouled right back on the screen. One and one. Curve rolls back to the screen again. 2-1. Putstein throwing that curve low and away. Oh, 2-1 pitch inside, ball three. Tony Kubek on deck. Putstein's 3-1 delivery is a foul accidentally back into the sheath and look out. Oh, they got it. All right, it hit somebody, but they picked it up. Full count on Richardson. Now the payoff pitch. Another foul back in the upper deck this time out of play. Two pitch, low, ball four. Richardson walks. Second walk given up by Klipstein, and the seventh walk given up by ten of the pitchers. Here's Kubek. Hit back to the box and walk. Tony has scored once. On deck, Roger Maris. Richardson with a big lead. There he goes. The ball is taken. The throw to second. And he's out at second. He's out attempting to steal from the catcher to the shortstop. And so for the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left in the score at the end of four full innings. The Yankees 5, the Senators 2. And now coming over to carry you the rest of the way on radio will be the old redhead, Red Barber.
And now we're on the go again with the rest of the game brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. Into the top half of the fifth inning, the Yankees on two hits, but two strong ones, home runs by Elston Howard and Roger Maris. Have them ahead 5-2. Well, it's about time we move over and check up Red Barber.
Yeah, let's see. Mr. Rizzuto is over there on the TV side. Old Red has a sit-in with you. Mel will be out here Tuesday. Taking care of that bad throat. When you get a bad one, that's the only real medicine. And now, let's see, it's 5-2, favor the Yankees, using as their big weapon. What Casey Stengel used to say is, get them where they got nobody playing defense, in the stand. Howard with one, third deck, left field, Maris, number 29 for him, with two on, and they go right through the stand. Each one just inside the foul pole. They were sharpshooters. Now we've got second baseman Chuck Cartier first up against Bud Daly as we start the fifth inning. Left-hander deals, and it's a curveball, low inside, ball one. Cartier, slender, right-hand batter. They got him from Milwaukee. The Yankees have 110 home runs this season. They're hitting them. Daly works. There's a knuckleball grounded foul to the third base coach, Raleigh Helmsley. George Chase pushing over his first for Washington. This is the first stadium start for Daly as a Yankee. They got him out of Kansas City on the last road trip. Are you surprised to learn that in the doubleheader Tuesday that it'll be Ford and Shirley, and even more surprised that Detroit is going to pitch Musty and Larry? You wouldn't have figured that, would you? Curveball inside, ball two. Man, they'll be playing for something out here in the big ballpark Tuesday. The fellas downstairs send us word that there are plenty of reserve seats still available. And the gates will open at 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. The doubleheader starts at 1:30. As a line drive hit into left field, base knock. Sir retrieves it and throws in, and it's a single. Hit number five for the Senators. And relief pitcher Johnny Klipstein. Yep, here he comes. Going to hit for himself. Left-hand batter. Klipstein is 0 for 17 this year. The Yankees are not certain that he will not be bunting. Trying to get some use out of an out. He bunts at a low pitch and doesn't get it. Strike one. The Yankees beating 5-2. At the end of four innings, it is Baltimore 5 and Detroit 2. Well, I looked at the wrong figures on Klipstein. Instead of being 0 for 17, he's 0 for 3. It's been in 17 games. Swings and misses. Strike two. Nothing in two. John at first base. Richardson at second. Two back at short. Billy Gardner has been doing a most able job filling in for Boyer is at third. And Peter reports that he'll be ready to play Tuesday. Terry feels that he'll be pitching sometime next week. Call strike three. Buzzed that over the inside, and Klipstein slowly walks away. This is the fifth strikeout for Daly. That was a fastball he got him on. Now we have Danny O'Connell, who struck out the first inning and doubled to left in the third. At the time O'Connell doubled, the Yankees were leading 2-1. Whittling singled him in, and that tied it at 2-2. And then Maris untied it, make it 5-2. Knuckleball, low inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. That's your straightaway. O'Connell right hand hitter swings and hits the ground foul outside first base between the bag and the coacher. He split his bat. You could hear it. He's walking over to the dugout to get another one. One ball, one strike. You have increasingly more and more broken bats in the major leagues these days as construction has been drastically changed in them. The bats less and less thick handles. They're lighter and all the weight is out at the hitting end. Using a bat almost like it was a golf club. Pitch is low inside, ball two. And you can get an argument any place you go in baseball today. O'Connell steps out. Pitchers will tell you the ball is definitely more alive. And hitters say, no, we've just got better bats and we're whipping them more. All I know is that ball is really sailing far places frequently. Two-one pitch is falling in the mix. Breaking ball on the outside. Early win, the great veteran pitcher for the White Sox. Anytime you want to interview him, you only have to ask him one question, then sit back for the rest of the time, and he'll take it up for you. Just say, Early, do you think the ball is livelier. And he will go on from there. 2-2 pitch. Knuckleball back to the stands, way outside, and Cartier goes down to second base. I don't think you have to look over to the scorer for a call on that. A wildcat. I remember interviewing earlier, I asked him that question. And I said, the little preamble I said earlier, the manufacturer's saying the specifications haven't changed. He said, I know, he says, they tell me. And he said, you know what I tell them? I say, gentlemen, you come out to where I earn a living and see if you still have the same opinion. McConnell stepping back to towel his hands. It's a hot afternoon, temperature in the upper 80s. Ooh, I understand from Joe Cooper that it is now 92. Hello, we have a pleasant breeze out here, blowing straight out to left. About a 10-mile-an-hour breeze. Not making anybody mad. The Yankees leading 5-2. 3-2 count on O'Connell. One out. Runner at second base. Cartier, single and a wild pitch. There's a fly ball hit out to deep left. Stern going back. He's under it. He has it. And the runner stays put at second base after making a bluff start over toward third. Two gone. Boy, and you don't think Daly doesn't want this next time. You know, starting pitcher, make a difference how many runs he's got. He cannot be credited with a win unless he goes five. And they are quite well aware of the scoring rule. That's the point of no return. So, Daly with a 5-2 lead. Two men out, top of the fifth. Hitter is Billy Klaus. Line drive to Mantle in left center in the first inning, then took the third strike in the third. They have Woodling hanging around on deck. Klaus takes a curve, low outside, ball one. I'm not a mind reader, but I can tell you that Daly wants to get out of this with Klaus and not have to put the Woodling with two of them on. Klaus, a little left-hand batter. Tried to play swings and downs the ball down to Cowan, who's up with it, tosses to Daly, who's over there to take the spot throw for the third out. So that's all for the bid. Top of the fifth, no runs, one hit. And at the end of 4.5 innings, the score, the Yankees 5 and the Senators 2.
If your car had a glass carburetor, you could see Atlantic Imperial gasoline washing away the harmful dirt deposits that build up on the carburetor's lower walls. But since you can't see your carburetor work, we're going to do the next best thing and invite you to take Atlantic Clean Carburetor Test. Find out now just how good this fine gasoline really is. Here's how the test works. Use 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial. Ask for a receipt with each purchase. Then if you're not satisfied that you're getting better performance from your car, just mail the receipt to the Atlantic Refining Company. We'll refund the average difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and the same amount of regular gasoline. Try Atlantic Imperial. It cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Goes here in the last half of the fifth inning. But before, we have the opportunity, we'll take it, to pause for station identification.
For good sound broadcasting, as always, WOKO in Albany, New York.
Tony Kubek will be the first of Mr. Houseman up, last half of the fifth, then Maris, then Mantle. They'll go away now for a few hitters. Right into Johnny Clipstein relieving, delivers, and Kubek swinging at a let up, pops it into short left field. Keel coming in, the left fielder's under it, for the out. Okay, now we have the MMs. There's Marsh. He accounted for the last three runs. Big home run. Marsh. hitted off the starting pitcher, Pete Burnside, it was a left-hander. This is the first time now that he's started against right-hander Slipstar. John delivers over the outside. There was a change off of the fast ball. Strike one. Mantle has moved out on deck. Mickey hadn't had anything good to hit at. He's had two off. Maris takes low, and it is ball one. They drastically overshifted on Maris. The shortstop, Klaus, is practically behind second base. Second baseman is two-thirds of the way over the first. Roger swings and fouls it back into the stand. Strike two. Pitch is low. Outfield is drastically around to the right. That's Woodling in right, Tassie in center, Keo in left. The infield for Washington is Long at first base, Cartier at second, Klaus at short, O'Connell at third. 1-2 pitch. Change of pace line, off of the first base, driving into right field, and Maris is down to first base and holds on. With a high, hot line drive, Long leaped up for it and couldn't hold it. Ball cut off of the draw, and it makes hit, and now here's Maris. Maris has two of the Yankees' three hits. The first was a home run by Howard, the second was a home run by Maris. And then the third was a single by Maris. Now here is Mickey hitting left-handed. First time he's batted this way today. 5-2, favor the Yankees. Fast ball outside, ball one. Wally Moses pushing it first. Frank Cusetti at third. Ball right-handed delivers, and it's a change-up low outside, ball two. All these pitchers are desperate, trying to figure ways of pitching the mantle. Hatfield well around toward right, and back as deep as it can get. Still here on the playing field. Low ball three. Pull the string again. All right, three balls, no strikes. Ed Hurley is the ball and strike umpire today. This time set delivers outside with a contour ball four. The man will walk for the third straight time today. You know, he's got a 14 game hitting streak on the line. He hadn't had a chance to swing. There is Howard. Put the ball in the third deck inside the left field pole after a base on ball to Mantle in the second inning. Hitting for the highest percentage on the team. Swings and fouls it back. Helps them batting right now at 349. Home run and the walk. Swings at a curveball. Strike two. Slips that and had that one right down in there off the hand. The three base umpires, Hornacek is at first base, Flaherty at second, and Kinnaman is at third. The two-strike pitch, high inside fastball, ball one. One and two. Right-handed pitcher. Delivers the curve, swung on, and hit high off to short right field. Woodling on it, makes the catch, and we have two men gone. Now we have the Moose. He's been off balance today. He's come up twice and it struck him out both times. Outfield is straight away. 5-2, favor the Yankees. Fastball swung on and missed. Down in there, strike one. Right hander works. Darn swings at the hard foul into the lower right field stand. Strike two. Nothing in two. Karen sets that big, powerful frame of his. Swings on the fastball, fouls it off. The ball was in pretty close to his hands. It was too good to take. Still two strikes. Second. Two outs. Curve, low outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. This time, he doesn't waste too much time. He's ready. Deals. Johnson hits a high fly ball into very short center. See, the second baseman is out under it and has it for the third out. So that's all for the bid. No runs, one hit. In the five, the Yankees five runs, three hits and no errors. Home run for Howard and Maris, following bases on balls. For Washington, two runs, five hits and no errors. Steve. Mark Shepard on the PA is talking about the fact that Orioles will be here on the 29th of the month, which is Saturday, for the annual All-Timers Day. And that is always the great day of the year. That's become the great day in baseball. And this year, Roy Hamey, the Yankees general manager, half of the club, has invited former great stars of the Brooklyn Dodgers, the New York Giants, and, of course, the Yankees. And the acceptances continue to come in. The latest three got in this morning from Betsy Gomez, Freddie Lindstrom, Otto Miller. In the Cleveland-Boston single game at the end of five and a half, it is 6-2 in favor of the Red Sox. At the end of five innings, it is in a single game, Baltimore 5, Detroit 2. Gentile hit a grand slam home run in the third inning. 21st home run. Beat the top RBI line, and he added to it. Getting ready to go at Kansas City with Minnesota there, and Chicago comes in later from L.A. In the National League, at the end of seven and a half, Los Angeles 2 and Philadelphia 1. At the end of eight, first game, Pittsburgh 7. San Francisco 6. First game, Cincinnati, Milwaukee. It's 3-2 Milwaukee, end of two. Single game, end of three innings. St. Louis to Chicago, 3-1, favor the Cardinals. Now we have Gene Woodling, first up in inning six. Takes a pitch inside, right close to his belt, pushed him out of there. Ball one. Woodling singles inside first base to knock in Washington's second and so far last run back in the third inning. In that severe crowd. Swings at a knuckleball, fouls it off. Strike one. Bailey pitching with a 5-2 lead. Howard is catching. Tomorrow will be a welcome open day. And then comes the business on Tuesday. Detroit will start Mossy and Larry. The doubleheader. It's low inside across the 10 ball two. And Alf will counter with Ford. It was a great record, 14-2. And Curley. Just who's playing for first place. Pitch low outside, ball three. And of course, we ought to see some hitting because, you know, Colavito can hit the ball and K-line. Maxwell, but they've got the great new threat hitter now in Cash, who has really developed. He's leading the league, 373. Started out today. He's third man in home run. There's a high fly ball hit out to serve in left field. Bob under it. He has it. And we have one away. Top of the sixth. G. Gene Green, the big catcher, playing with a very painful and badly bruised left arm. He got a foul tip yesterday on the inside of his left arm, just above the hinge in the elbow. Green hit the double and struck out. They got him in the deal during the winter from the Cardinals. That's Bob Neiman. Bailey is going to serve low inside. Ball one. They play Green to hit in all directions. The outfield is straight away. Good home run yesterday in the right field. And his double bounced in the right field seats today. Such is high fastball. Ball two. The current bulletin on the board. Sandlot benefit game with the Giants. Monday night, July 24th. Got this big week coming up at the stadium. And then no more action for 2 weeks until that game with the Giants. Third ball inside, ball three. The first All-Star game, which will be played at San Francisco, is on July 11th. To New York. The Yankees trying to keep the heat on Detroit. Green swings and hits a foul by a foot outside third. 3-2. Detroit has been just playing great ball. These three rookie infielders have all held up. Cash has come into his own. And they got Bruton from Milwaukee, that gave them a great outfield. But they already did have that pitching. So, looks like we got something on our hands. Because while the Yankees were winning first two in this series from Washington, Detroit showed they could stand the heat. They won two extra inning ball games from Baltimore. Foul back. 3-2. And when Detroit went into Baltimore, the Orioles were hot. They'd won five straight. All right, two balls, two strikes. Three, two delivery again. High inside, ball four. This is the second walk given up by Bailey. Speaking of Baltimore, and Gentile hitting that Grand Slam home run. His RBI total now is 76. But Maris is closing in. He knocked in three today. He's got 70. There's Willie Caspi. Takes a knuckleball outside. Ball one. Caspi was thrown out from short the second inning. Walked in the fourth. Down into a double play depth. Runner at first. There's a high pop fly. Let's see. Richardson is calling for it. Second baseman under it, close to first. Makes the catch. Two away. Dale Long. He scared everybody around these parts when he hit that home run in the ninth inning yesterday to put Washington one up. But then it began to happen in a hurry. Arroyo came in and made one pitch for the third out at the top of the ninth. And Sisler came on and made two pitches, a single to Kubek and a home run by Maris, and everybody went home. And Ralph House, of the two managers, had the better appetite for dinner. All right, two down. Green at first with his walk. Long, a left-hand hitter, takes the curve, low outside. Ball one. Thank you. Field swings and there's a high foul. Howard comes charging back, then sees the ball's in the stand. Holds up. One and one. Favor the Yankees. Bailey deals and long swinging at the high fly ball deep to right center. Mantle is moving under it. Close back to the wall. Has it. So the score at the end of 5.5 remains. The Yankees 5 and the Senators 2.
Stick of chewing gum, one glove, flashlight, three jelly beans.
Sally, why clean the glove compartment now when we're on our vacation?
Well, you're always talking about how important it is to keep the running parts of the car clean, like the clutch and the carburetor, and I thought...
No, the clutch was on our old car, but the carburetor is important.
A broken cone, a mirror.
You see, if the carburetor is dirty, the car stalls, idles roughly, uses more gasoline. Remember how it was before we started using Atlantic Imperial?
An old lipstick, 2-3 packs of matches.
Atlantic Imperial does everything a fine gasoline should do, and more. It cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, dear, next time you buy gasoline, make sure it's Atlantic Imperial.
Atlantic Imperial? The gasoline that cleans carburetors and keeps them clean? I wouldn't use anything else. Here, Tom, put this stuff in your pocket.
Half of the sixth inning. Be the last third of house list of nine. Serve, Bodner, and Daly. Big right hand hitting left fielder. Stepping in. Danny Klipstein, the relief pitcher, took him on to take over for Burnside in the third. Time. He's kept the thing under control. It's 5-2 when he took over, and that's what it still is now. Serve hits a high fly ball foul down in the right field corner. Strike one. Work. Change of pace high inside, and it is ball one. Strike. A ground ball is hit too short. Fouls up with it after moving to his left. Over to first, DeLong, and third is up. One up, one away. Billy Gardner, 0-2. As Manager Howe said, that the Yankees got him just in time. Boy, you're having that sore shoulder. All right, then hit her. Swing, fouls it off. Strike one. We'll watch the Detroit-Baltimore game for you and keep you posted on it. End of five, Baltimore leading 5-2. Curve, low outside for a ball. The Tigers started out today. Leading the Yankees two games, but only one game difference in the loss column. 1-1 pitch, swung on and hit into right field. Woodling going back and makes the catch. So we have two down. But Daly, still in the dugout. And here he comes. The round of applause. First time before his new fans. He's a very indomitable soul. His right arm is considerably shorter than his left. There's a line drive hit into left field. Base hit for Bailey. Boom. Wow, he's making it today. He had an injury at birth, a nerve in the shoulder, right arm, and it's, that didn't stop him. He just went right into professional athletics. Just as though both arms were even. The base hit for himself. Which pitch is dearly love, and that is hit number four for the Yankees. Here is Richardson, who is 0-2. Fastball high inside, ball one. Sure, Bailey at first. He's been on twice today. Walk. He was on when Maris hit his home run. Fastball low outside, ball two. 2-0. In the sixth inning, Baltimore 6, Detroit 2. 2-0 pitch, swung on and fouled right back into the mask of the plate umpire, Ed Hurley. He takes that mask off, looks at it to be sure that something didn't get broken. I was right in it. The mask keeps you from getting a black eye or a broken nose or something, but it does minimize the head shock. 2-1 pitch, swung on, grounded down to short. Billy Klaus is up with it, goes the short way to second base for the force on Bailey. That closes off the inning. Charles Bobby with a fourth out, no runs, one hit, Daly single. And at the end of six, the totals, out here at the big ballpark for the Yankees, five runs. Four hits and no errors. For Washington, two runs, five hits and no errors. Howard got into the act with a home run for the first two, and Maris just carrying on and hit a home run with two on and five. Now, he's got a ball game. In the sixth, it is Boston 6, Cleveland 2. And both of those clubs are going to be in here next week. Cleveland Wednesday afternoon, Thursday night. The Red Sox Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and a double Sunday. In the sixth, Baltimore 6, Detroit 2. End of an inning, Kansas City 2, Minnesota nothing. Daly, who is out on base, has gone back to the dugout. Has returned to the mound, so we have plenty of time. In the National League, at the end of 8.5, it is Los Angeles 2 and the Phillies 1. Pittsburgh has just pulled out the first game of the doubleheader from San Francisco, 7-6. Cards seem to be moving now. That's the first of two. Otherwise, the National League at the end of three, first game, Milwaukee 5, Cincinnati 2. Matthews and Adcock have hit home runs for Milwaukee. Single game, St. Louis at Chicago, end of four. The Cardinals, 5-3. Rather rough story in the paper this morning, quoting the owner of the Cardinals, saying he wasn't satisfied with the way the ball club was going, that the manager, Hamus, would finish this year, but he wasn't, had nothing to say about next year. So, of course, you have to think, will he finish the year? That managing, that's a hard life. Baseball manager or college football coach. I believe the baseball manager's job is about a spot. Because at least there's not any hocus pocus and double talk about it. Ball hit by Keogh to start the seventh inning. Keogh's 0-2. Keogh, then Cartier, then the relief pitcher spot. Daly starting out the seventh inning with a 5-2 lead. Back one pitch is swung on, fouled into the lower left field stand. Taylor came down and drove that one overhand, which is a variation for him. Nothing in two. They're shading him on toward right field. Knock the ball outside, ball one. They're giving him a gap in left center. That's the spot that he hit for that inside the park home run yesterday, you remember. Two pitch, knuckleball, strike three, swinging. Howard held on to it. Boy, you could really see that one jump. That's six strikeouts for Daly. Now we have second baseman Chuck Cartier, who popped up to the catching fairground in the second inning and then singled to left in the fifth. One. There's a ground ball hit to short. Two back up with it. Over to Karen. We have two men retired. Now let's see. The relief pitcher is due. He hit for himself in the fifth inning. And he's over at the bat rack right now. I guess Mickey Vernon feels that he can't just wreck his pitching staff. Clipstein is going along, holding the Yankees. That's two men out. Managers just simply cannot pinch it every time the fans think that they should. Well, the manager, I guess, is maybe his toughest job is to keep his pitching staff in balance and not rip it apart. Pitch swung on, and it's a base hit for Clipstein. Well, well. So, fingers to left. Through the hole to bring third and short. Hit number six now for Washington. And Danny O'Connell is one for three. At first base. Washington trailing by three. I think that Houck is moving Cowan off the bag. He is. Curveball comes slowly over for a call strike. The ball is one strike. Cowan is hitting right-handed. Bailey is a left-hander. Delivers. The knuckleball good. Call strike two. Yankees leading 5-2. Put him three to the good with a home run in the third. Knuckleball swung on and hit through into center field. Clipstein goes down to second base and holds on. So O'Connell comes up with his second hit, and now we suddenly get the tying run to the plate. It's number seven for Washington. Senators keep battling back with you. And here's Billy Clout. There he goes for three. A 10-hitter. First and second. They do not play Klaus to fall. In fact, the outfield is later set back into left on him. Daly deals outside. Ball one. Houck has his bullpen going. He had coached up in the early stages once. In a moment, see who's up down there now. Daly throws back. No, started to throw back to second, then didn't. There is no ball. On a move to throw and not throw at second base. Pitch. Low outside. Ball two. Daly knows right now that he's on the thin edge. While the Yankees lead 5-2, Senators with two out have got two on. That's a 2-0 count to Klaus. Pitch is swung on, foul back. Got a got a very tough man waiting on deck named Gene Whitling. So we have got something interesting here. Halk is standing down in front of the Yankee dugout. You can see him. You don't even have to look. You know he wouldn't be sitting down back there, man. The 2-1 pitcher swung on. There's a high foul ball. It's coming close back to the stands. Now it comes back and gets it. Just that roll. Oh, the foul ball. They come out of it. No runs, two hits. And the score at the end out 6.5. Remains the Yankees 5 and the Senators 2.
You know, something new has been added to the do-it-yourself list. Yes, now you can clean the carburetor of your car. Remove dirt in the vinyl throttle plate area without even raising the... How? Just use Atlantic Imperial regularly. You see dirt deposits build up on the lower walls of most carburetors. In time, these deposits can affect the action of the throttle plate and cause it to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. Now, this results in rough idling, frequent stalling, and actual gasoline waste. But after a few thousand miles of driving with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, this carburetor dirt will be gone, washed harmlessly away. And for as long as you use Atlantic Imperial, you needn't worry about new deposits forming. That's why more and more people these days are using Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
We have time after the 7th for station identification.
You're listening to Quality Modern Radio, WOKO in Albany, New York. Your station for Yankee baseball.
Tony Kubek is to start it off, last of the 7th. And then Harris and Mantle. Right-hander Johnny Clipstein relieving, delivers a high outside fastball to Tony. Ball one. Kubek is 0 for 2. Hitting 298. Most hits on the ball club. 92. Outfield plays him toward right. He swings and hits a high foul ball up by third. O'Connell is under it and has it. So that is all for Tony. Now we've got Maris, who left popping to short in the first inning. Hits a home run following two walks in the third. I'll move the Yankees out 5-2, which is where they are now. The paid attendance is 19,794, which pushes the Yankees over the half million mark for at home pay as they change the pace over for a small strike. The Yankees now at the stadium have drawn 507,415. Maris sets, swings at a slider, didn't get it. Breaking in toward the hand. Strike two. Maris hitting 270. He's not only hitting the home runs and batting in the runs, but he's also getting other hits and hitting for points. A pitcher is right between his feet. It was coming down low, and Maris couldn't decide which way to go, so he just sort of pushed one foot back and the ball went right between him. One ball, two strikes. Swung on and the ball is up in the right field. That's another one. This one was against the facade of the third deck. It was hit. That gives him 71 RBIs. So it is now 6-2. Wow. Now we got Mantle, who has had three walks and hasn't had a good pitch to swing on. Trips and pitches inside too much. Just off the plate. Ball one. Oh, and Myers is suddenly awakened again. That's two for him today. Mantle takes low inside. Ball two. Seven straight times. Getting hits and walks. Takes low, ball three. You can hear the reaction of the crowd. They want to see Mickey get something to swing on. Of course, chip sign, understandably, is of a contrary notion. Delivers, Mantle swinging, hits the ball down the left field corner. Yeah, let me see if it takes fair. Opposite pitch on to make it. You had to wait on umpire Bill Kinnaman. He was sighting it down the line. Okay, 3-2. That'll set. Still buzzing after Maris's home run. High outside, ball four. And Mantle walks for the fourth straight time. Here we have Elston Howard. Started off his home run business. He hit one in the second inning. Trip time pitches in on his hand so tight that Elston has to fall back away from it. Ball one. The Yankees using the home run as a club. Trip time works. Over for the strike. 1-1. 6-2 New York. Is hit one and Maris is hit two. That's the story. 1-1 pitch, swung on and drowned down to deep short. Two in the left field, they hit. Mantle holds up the second. So for Howard, it's a single to give him 2-for-3. Now we have Bill Scowen. Maris and Mantle and Howard. Getting fat in the land of honey. Scowen has been going the opposite way. The moose trying to get turned around. Takes inside, ball one. And the batter gets in a slump. You can see him start to do different things. Scowen has changed his stance. He's standing there with his feet close together now than he usually does. One and all. One out. Runners at first and second. That ball is hit back foul. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitch is swung on, foul back. 1-2. Mantle at second. He's been on all four times today with walks. He walked his last time yesterday. Two delivery, the curve, low outside. 2-2. steps up first. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball inside, ball three. He's been jamming Starr with that high inside fastball, then trying to come back with a curve. Pitch is swung on as a line drive hit out into left center. Tazzy goes over, makes the catch. Darn is out. But he got the wood on the wall. By the way, you knew that Mantle has got a 14-game hitting streak, and he has not had a hit today, but he hasn't been up officially today. He's had four walks. Now, if he gets nothing but walks today, his string goes on. Doesn't stop it. But if he, for example, hit a sacrifice fly or bunted for a sacrifice, that would not be an official at bat yet. That would stop it. Pitch to third, from under the high drive, deep to left center. Man, it is hit out there. It is right off the wall at the 457 mark. Scores the two runners, and it's a tremendous double by Stone. He had to hesitate a second. He thought the ball might go in. So it is now 8-2. Big serve really unloaded one. He almost put it in the left center field bleachers where Mantle did yesterday. He was just short of it. The ball hit and bounced right back to Tazzy. And that's about as big a double as you'll want to see. And two RBIs for Bob. H2 New York. And the hitter is Billy Gardner. Serve at second. Gardner swings and lines the ball into right field to base hit. Third is being brought around third. He's coming on to score, and Gardner took out of it now. 9-2. A little rest for Billy. Well, here is Daly, and this is his first stadium start as a Yankee, and he is becoming a richer and richer man. He's got a walk, a single, and he now has got a 9-2 ball game his way. He's the eighth fellow to hit here in the last of the seven. Swings to the curve, grounds it foul. Back to the first base coach, Wally Moses. Using these big bats. Curve swung on, got it down to the right side. Padilla up with it, goes to first, and Daly is with the out. So, that ends that explosive inning in the last half of the seventh. Now it started with a home run, his second of the day, 30th of the year. Served with a tremendous double, knocked in two more, and then Gardner got him in. So, four runs, four hits, and at the end of seven innings, it is New York, 9 runs, 8 hits, no errors, for Washington, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors.
More and more people these days are using Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Bob Shepard is telling the folks here at the stadium some of the former stars of the Brooklyn Dodgers, New York Giants, New York Yankees are going to be here as guests of the Yankees on Old Timers Day, the 29th. Up on the bulletin board, there are such names as Wade Hoyt, Mickey Owen, Tommy Holmes. Baker. He's one of the real great all-timers. Another great all-timer's coming over here, Otto Miller. Dean Whittling will be first up there in the eighth inning.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from the WOKO newsroom. There is presently a two-alarm fire in progress at the corner of Sheridan Avenue and North Pearl Street in Albany. We have no further details at this time. Stay tuned to WOKO for later developments.
Baltimore, 6 and Detroit 2. Cleveland came up with 2 in the 7th, and the rest, 6-4. Jack Reed goes to left field. That gives Serve the rest of the day off. Reed, Splendor, very grateful outfielder. Here's Woodling, 1-for-3, swinging at the first pitch, with the fly ball into your short right. Richardson going out and makes the catch over his shoulder. One away, top of the eighth. Run of Matters in inning eight. Now we have Gene Green, who has 1-for-2, a double. Daly delivers, and there's a ground foul outside third. They're putting up more names of these former great ball players. The teams in New York had 3 major league teams. Dolph Camilli, Zach Wheat. And Lingo Mungo. And back a lot of memories, doesn't it? Strike one pitch. Swung on, grounded foul. He went up to the knuckle. Strike two. Larry French, the latest name going up. I was over in Tokyo after doing a USO tour 2 years ago. I was in a hotel in Tokyo waiting to go out to the airport. And who comes in? Lieutenant Commander, suit and everything. He swung on the knuckleball, and he really swung. 7 strikeouts for Daly. After French went out of baseball, he had, in World War II, he had been in the Navy, and he returned to the Navy, and he's making that a career. I think he's, I know he's a commander. Hope he wears that suit. Get him on the camera. Well, here's Willie Tasby. Takes the pitch low inside. Ball one. Tasby's 0-for-2. Got on with a walk. Daly's been pitching. There's a ball hit to left center. Reed going over. And makes the catch. That ball was sailing on him. He stayed with it. Nice catch by Jack. That's a difficult ball. So, 1-2-3. And I think that's proud to say that Daly's pitching very strongly after trouble in the second and third innings. And the score at the end of 7.5, the Yankees 9 and the Senators 2.
Today, more and more motorists are enjoying better engine performance thanks to Atlantic Imperial gasoline. But now you can try Atlantic Imperial in your own car without risking an extra penny. How? Well, with Atlantic's 100-gallon clean carburetor test. Every time you buy Atlantic Imperial, get a receipt from your dealer. After 100 gallons, if you're not satisfied with generally better engine performance, return those receipts to Atlantic. They'll send you the difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and regular gasoline. No questions asked. Start using Atlantic Imperial gasoline today.
first inning, Richardson, Kubek, Marish. Anybody gets on, then Mantle. Johnny Klipstein. He's the expendable long man out of the bullpen. He's trying to protect the rest of the staff. Pitches high inside to Bobby. Ball one. He delivers. Fastball low outside. Ball two. This is a tall, loose right-hander. Can throw that ball hard. Has some line drive fouls back up here that can physically attest to it. Curve put on and line straight out to center field to Tasby. He's waiting and has it. One up, one away. Kubek has gone 0 for 3. Got on with a walk and then cut it in on ahead of Maris's first home run. Kubek swings, lines the ball into short center. This is a base hit. So he's on. And now a big uproar as Maris steps in. Roger Holland with two on in the third inning. Singles off the first baseman's glove in the fifth. Swings and hits a high fly ball now in the short right field. The right fielder Whitling is under it and has it for the out. And then he hit his second home run of the day in the last inning. This gets Mantle to the plate. And Mickey's been up four times and four times they walked him. Wants to see him get a chance to swing. He swings and fouls it off, going after a change of pace. Strike one. With a man on, two back behind him, two down, pitches, and Mickey swings at a fastball. Right in there, too. Strike two. Good time set. His top position delivers a curve low inside. Ball one. One and two. Mantle has a 14-game hitting streak on the line. And the set. Peek at first. Pitches low inside a fastball. Ball two. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Last of the eighth. Right-hander ready. Mantle swings at the high drive. Deep. It is going into the third deck. Halfway up. Games he's hit safely in. The Yankees lead 11-2. And for Mickey, that's his 28th home run and 70 runs batted in. And this thing of Maris is something, isn't it? Nelson Howard reaches for a low outside curve. The ball that Mantle hit, as I saw it, was a high change of pace. And he hit it halfway up in the seats in the third deck in section 31. Curveball low outside. That's the last full section for the fans in. Whoom. And he hit it so hard, and it was out there so far, there was never any doubt about it. At least he spared his old friend, the veteran, Gene Woodling. Gene didn't have to run a step out there. Didn't have to move. He could just stand and turn and watch it. Fastball over for a tall second strike. Well, finish two today, and Mantle one. And Mantle got one the only time he got a chance. Howard takes the breaking ball low outside, ball two. Elston earlier got a home run. He primed the pump. Two balls, two strikes, pitch, fastball low outside, ball three. Well, well. You sort of sense an excitement, a little expectancy about Tuesday, don't you? Thursday, available for sale. As a ground ball hit through in the right field, base hit for Howard, single. So Elston, who's carrying the highest percentage on the club, has now had three hits out of four at bats today, two singles with his home run. The Yankee totals are now 11 and 11. 11 runs and 11 hits. 11 to 2. Well, the unhappy man in the Yankee lineup is the Moose. He's 0 for 4. This time delivers in the dirt. And Howard goes on down to second on the wild pitch. Strike, two down. Last half of the eighth inning. Now, I imagine that some of you are wondering about the height and distance of some of these home runs out here. Cowan swinging ground the ball by foul. There's no question about it. The big individual home run, as far as a blast, is the one that Mantle just hit. Maris's first one got just inside the foul pole, pretty well back in the lower right field stand, but just inside the foul pole. His second one was a real shot, which hit the facing of the third deck. In other words, not quite high enough to get into the third deck. Low outside, darn ball two. But this one, by Mantle, was halfway up the third deck. Howard's home run was in the third deck, just inside the left field foul pole. This is a good, strong swat. 2-1 pitch. Cowan swings at the high drive. Deep out to left center field. It's way out there. And into the bleachers alongside the bleachers bullpen. It's the third time Cowan has hit in the left center field corner of the bleachers. And he's out of his little swat. And it is now 13-2. Take your chalk between that one that's down, hit and Mantle. Oh, that's the third time the Moose has hit in that section. Boy, now the home runs are flying. I thought for a second the ball was not going to quite make the bases and drop in the bench's bullpen, but no, it got in there. And there is Jack Reed up. First that batty replaced serve. Curveball, didn't get it. The guy, that's his 17th home run, 54 runs batted in. Klipstein, after holding the Yankees very much at his mercy for 3 2/3 innings, is certainly taking an awful cannonading. Breaking the 2, favor New York. Reed, right-hand batter, takes outside, ball one. At the end of 7 innings, it is Baltimore 6 and Detroit 3. One-two pitch, change of pace, is hit down to third base. Up with it as O'Connell throws over to first to long, and Reed is out. But before that happened, single by Kubek, the home run by Mantle, single by Howard, and the home run by Scala. Four more runs, four more hits. And at the end of 8, it's the Yankees 13 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. Paul Washington, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors.
established a record. As we told you, that's the third time he has hit a home run in the left center field bleachers. He's the only one who hit three in there. Only one. Mantle's hit a couple. Carey's hit a couple. Now let's see. At the end of seven, it is Boston 6, Cleveland 4. At the end of seven innings, we told you Baltimore 6. The scoreboard says at the end of seven, it is Baltimore 6, Detroit 3. The end of two and a half, Kansas City 2, Minnesota nothing. They're getting ready to go on the close. Pizarro for the White Sox and James for the Angels. Los Angeles defeated Philadelphia 2-1 in that single game. First game of a doubleheader, Pittsburgh 7, San Francisco 6, and they're just starting the second. It is Milwaukee 5, Cincinnati 3, under four and a half their first game. At the end of six innings, it is Chicago and St. Louis 5. Hector Lopez goes to left field. When Reed was back, he hit a foul ball down. I thought it hit him on the foot. And it must have, because they sent Lopez out to left field to play the ninth inning. Now we have Dale Long first up, top of the ninth. 13-2. As the Yankees throw more of these Thunderbolts around. Maris 2, Howard 1, Mantle 1, Scourin 1. Bailey, his first stadium start. He's happier than ever that he's a Yankee. Delivers low inside, and it is ball two. 2-0. They're keeping a man right in the bullpen. It's been hot out here today. Got up to 92. Pitch is inside. Ball three. Now we have a report from downstairs that when Reed went after that sailing line drive of Tazby's, that he sprained his ankle and twisted it. He thought good enough to hit, and then they put Lopez out, so that's the reason. Long at the base on the ball four. Third walk given up by Daly. Marty Keogh, 0 for 3. Daly, of course, would like to finish it in style. Pitches low outside. Ball one. All starting pitchers like to finish. They have egos, too, you know. The scoreboard, Mantle has been on base 9 straight times and hit in 15 straight games. As a ground ball, it is hit through into right field. Long goes down to second, holds on. And we have a single to right following the walk. And the first two men up in the ninth inning are on for Washington. 8 hits off Daly. Let's go back over Mantle in this series. I'll put my score page. In the Friday night game, they got him out the first two times, and then he hit that inside the park home run, the big one right off the straightaway center field wall, you remember? Then they got him out on a ground ball to first base in the eighth inning. Yesterday, they did not retire him. He had two home runs, a single, and a walk. Today, four straight walks and then the home run. That is doing something. Chuck Cartier hits the first pitch down in the left field corner. Lopez going over. The ball is a fair ball. Wait a minute. And a ground rule double. Double, and that gets in a run. Runners at second and third. Bounce the ball right down the left field corner. Lopez had no chance. And let's see. Ralph Houck is going out, and he wants another pitcher. He figures that Bailey has on the heat and gone as far as he can. So it is now 13-3. Ground rules double in the left field corner by Cartier. That gets him an RBI. So, Daly has pitched well. The Yankees have hit tremendously behind him. And he comes out. He went 8 innings plus. little Louis Arroyo with a two-handed hole as he hopped over the gates of the bullpen. Arroyo made one pitch yesterday in the ninth inning, was returned to winning pitches. Kubek hit one pitch, and Merrick hit one pitch, and that was it. Well, let's pause now as Arroyo walks across right field for safe identification.
You're listening to Yankee Baseball on Quality Modern Radio, WOKO, in Albany, New York.
Arroyo is going to be facing a pinch hitter. Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T. Going to hit the flip sign. Ninth inning. Yankees leading 13-3. There's a hand for Daly as he walks away. Arroyo in for the 31st time. 1-3, lost 3, and I don't know how many he saved. The announcement about Louis. And in a moment, you'll have the announcement about the pinch hitter. Flip sign went 5 2/3 innings. He was undoubtedly very tired and hot. And he got down to the 7th and 8th, the late pitcher. But they made him the expendable man for the afternoon to protect the rest of the staff. Right hitting 259. Right hand batter. Arroyo trying to put the shop in order. Delivers, and there is a fly ball which is hit into short left center. Mantle started late, comes on, and makes the catch. He just outran it. The runners have to stay put. Mickey, with that tremendous speed, even though he doesn't get a jump on a ball once in a while, can just overhaul it as he did then. So we have one down. Two outs remaining. The Yankees leading 13-3. The bulletin on the scoreboard is... Gowan is on his way to hit 3 home runs in left field bleacher seats. I got a confession to make to you folks, too. When that ball dropped in the bleachers out there, I felt immeasurably relieved. Here is Danny O'Connell. Of course, I got the Moose coming up on a post-game interview. And the way he hadn't been hitting, I was wondering how we were going to do a lot of talking about how to play first base. But now we can... Pitch is in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Runners at second and third. One out. He punches at the screwball, and there's a foul ball going down the right field line and into the sand. One and two. Arroyo, relief specialist extraordinary. Quite a piece of scouting that Bill Schiff did last year on this fella. One ball, two strikes. Pitch is swung on. There is a high foul ball. Howard coming back. He is under it halfway to the stand, and he has it. And we have two men up. Billy Klaus, 0-4. Left-hand hitter. Next action out here at the stadium is the doubleheader, you know, starts at 1:30. Tuesday. Detroit is going to start Mossy and Larry. Sheffing hasn't said in which game. And Charlie is going to start, Hauk is going to start Ford and Charlie, and he hasn't said in which game. Arroyo delivers a curveball, high outside, ball one. 1-0. is swung on as a line drive into left field. So base hit. Lopez takes it on the first bounce. One run comes in. The runner from second stays at third. When you're behind nine runs and only one out left, you have to play it a little conservatively. So it's a single into left for Klaus. His first hit of the day, run batted in. Claudio stops at third. Keo scores. The hit is charged to Arroyo and the run, of course, to Bailey. Runners at first and third, and here's Gene Whitling, who is 1-for-4 and has knocked in a run. The run he knocked in tied up the game in the third inning, but the Yankees didn't leave it tied very long. Now it's the latter half of the inning. Hit his first of his two home runs. All right, there's a strike. Curveball over. After very much put right on Gene. Arroyo sets, delivers, and Whitling hits the ground ball down to second. Bridges up with it over the star, and the ball game is over. And let's see, two runs in the ninth inning for Washington. On three hits. And the Yankees win it 13-4. Here are the totals on the game. The Yankees 13 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. Washington 4 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher is Bud Daly, and the losing pitcher is Pete Burnside. Well, that winds up another Atlantic baseball broadcast, but tune in for more baseball listening Tuesday. A big one, a doubleheader with the Detroit Tigers, will be on the air at 1:25. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying so long for Joe O'Rourke, who's leaving us today after a delightful 3 weeks as our associate on the Home of Champions Network. That's all for now from P. Ballantyne & Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher Ballantyne Beer. Enjoy sunny, mellow Ballantyne beer along with baseball, and have one right now. Wouldn't it taste good? And the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. The final score again, the Yankees in a run, 13-4 over Washington. This is the Home of Champions Network.